only in the animal.
I was gonna make
her. We always speak the same topic twice over the month. So Rabbi Rossman began talking about a karsa tov. Karsa tov is, as Rabbi Rossman said, is a very hard thing. Very hard thing. Very difficult. Very not found today. If it was just hard, it would be okay. But unfortunately, it seems to be something which is brought down as quite essential. Misha zocha l'shamish chachamim amitim. Someone who was zocha to be mishamish, to be around. Chacham amitim, true chachamim. Yodeh kama chamura, hayisak padasam. Binyan akaras atov. Someone who was around chacham amitim knows how chomer was by them, by those chacham amitim, the idea of akaras atov. Adam shirgishu b'tivik fuyas tova, when they would sense, when these chacham amitim, when the true scholars, when the true chachamim, sensed that someone in his teva was kafui tov, didn't appreciate the good that he had. Kimat shenase beinayim lemufrach b'chlal. It was basically by them already as like a mufrach b'chlal. Hard to translate mufrach b'chlal, but it's not very good. It means like he was an upgefrekte mensch. Much clearer, right? There's a mufrach. Yeah, it wasn't a person he had a kashan or a haran. Certain people have a mistake. Talos and Aveira. He was mufrach. Kimat was mufrach by them. So says Rav Putner, who is Zochet and Mishamish, Chacham Amitim. So we need to gain some insight, derech, some kivun, tada bimishtayich, to this thing, this tremendously important, tremendously basic, yet very difficult characteristic amida. So maybe just for a second, talk about the, I don't like to use these words, but talk about the inner meaning, and whatever that means. Listen, no one else, when they use those words, know what it means, so I don't know either. But anyway, let's talk about the inner meaning. Rav Pinkus points out that there are basically two avodas in Beis HaMikdash. Two basic avodas in Beis HaMikdash. The avodas of Karbonus, and the avodas of Levim, of Shira. Kohanim did the Karbonus, and Levim did the Shira. Shira's the Levim. So how those two avodas work together? What was the shaychus between these two things? So avodas of Karbonus, the Kohen is always referred to as Chesed. Most clearly, in the Pasuk, and those are bracha, tumecha v'orecha, urim v'tumim, li'ish chasidecha. Ish chasidecha, Aaron is called ish chasidecha, the person, man of chesed. Chesed. Chesed, the whole avodah of Kohan and the avodah of Korbanus was to bring chesed into the world. You might bring that shva, bring that shefa, concepts you've all heard. That's what Korbanus do. I think it's pretty almost enforced like that in Chazal, Gemara, Ksuba, Stavei, if I remember. That was the avodah of Korbanus is what caused Mitzion. Medrash says Mitzion, from Tzion, all hashva comes into the world, all shefa comes into the world, all good comes into the world. And what brought it and what caused it was the avodah of Kohanim. Obviously, our tefillah is b'makom avodakai. Tefillah is our tefillah, and that's what tefillah does also. K'mavur b'nevi shechaim. Tefillah is what brings the hashpah down. K'mavur heitev heitev in derech Hashem. That's what the whole tefillah was. The whole Shron Esrig specifically is what brings hashpah into the world. And the whole tefillah, if you look at derech Hashem well, see the whole tefillah is around that point. That we bring down hashpah, and the Tachnun fits with that, and the Pita Maktaris fits with that in one way, and Shir Shal Yom fits with that, and everything is going around that point of bringing hashpah down. Okay. So that we understand. That's what that was the Vodas of Kohanim. Kohanim or Chesed. What's the Vodas Levim? Now here he says, he brings in his Sefer on Chumash, the first Torah, which is his Ksav Yad. Very interesting thing. A new idea. Amnam klal gadol hu. B'li yotzim in a klal. There's a klal gadol here, b'li yotzim in a klal. There's no exception to this rule. Shekol ma sheyotzim me'is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'chayiv l'achzor elav yisvorah. Everything that comes out from a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to go back to him. That's the rule. What goes up, what goes down, what goes out comes back in. Everything has to be accounted for. There's no waste, so to speak, in the Bria. And this is Gvura. This is Midas HaGvura, he says. That to make sure that things aren't menatek from him, things aren't separated from him. The Avodas of Kohanim is just bring hashpa to the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending hashpa to the world. More hashpa, more hashpa, more hashpa. But it has to stay connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Avodas Levim. The Levim are Gvura, as much as the Kohen is Chesed. The Levim are Gvura. And the Gvura is in trying to keep the hashpa down here, in its proper place. How do they do it? Al Yidei Hoda. It's like Hoda. By admitting that it's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. through their shira, through their thanking of the Ribbono Shalom, that's their maisa of gvura, which keeps the chesed down. Kamo kol pikadon b'amo, just like any pikadon, any given over them. Misha moda ala pikadon shebiyado, shusha chaver, I admit that this wallet is my friend's. There's lalacha like that. Harei chevet zeh shu bebeis ha-shomer, nekshiv shu b'rishus ha-bailon. If I admit that what I have of yours is mine, I'm sorry, your thing is mine. Oh, I'm sorry, sorry, badly. I admit your thing is yours. I'm holding it, but it's yours, really. Right? That admittance keeps it by you. You can be makdish it, Moreh Bava Kama says. Shalom, that's called b'rishuso. What's telling is b'rishus of the shomer, it's b'rishus ha-bailon. So too, v'hu adin klabi mal. So too by Hashem, aydei shirim v'tishbokas laKadosh Baruch Hu, through thanking Hashem, lahodo shakol mimenu, everything's from Him, Yisbaruch. Everything is from Him. That's what the shir is. Why am I singing to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Because He's giving me things, and it's from Him, and it's His. Hareze chazari lev Yisbaruch. So that's returning things back to Him. You hear? That's returning things back from Him. Shemiyata gam kishadar munach b'rishus, who b'rishus shel Kadosh Baruch Hu aydei oda. Even when it's by me, the wealth is by me, the chesed is by me, the brius is by me, the health is by me, but it's really by Hashem, because I'm admitting that it's all from Him and admitting it's all His. And that's about his livyim. They that are sensitive to din understand it's not enough just the Kadosh Baruch Hu sending the hashpa out, but if without a reckoning, it's not going to stay here. It won't stay down. That's their sensitivity to din, to seeing that there is a cheshbon, right? Chesed is saying, just do everything. Avraham Avinu's OL is open on four sides. He'll do anything for three Arabs, right? No cheshbonas. What means that gvura is checking things and saying that there's a din. It has to go back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to bring it back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the way to bring it back to Kadosh Baruch Hu is through by thanking Him, because by thanking Him, I'm saying it's really all from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. It never left Him. That's avodas halevim. Obviously, Lefizeh, we understand he brings himself. Yitzchak Yiran and Yitzchak is Midas Adin. Everybody talks about that. Why is Yitzchak the one who has Rina? Yitzchak's the one who's singing. Avram is the one who should be singing. Avram also sang. He thanked. But he didn't sing Mitzah Gvura. He didn't appreciate it. If he wouldn't sing Kavi Yochel, it would all be gone. Yitzchak saw this Nakuda. Yitzchak was sensitive to this, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving Hashpa, but there's a reckoning. There's a Cheshbon. And if the proper steps aren't taken, God forbid it could come back. And Rav Pinkus finishes that if that step called Hodah, Halil, Shevach, Shira, if that's not done, it will go back to Kadosh Baruch Hu through Yisurim. It will go back. The Parnassah will go back, and the health will go back. The Hashpah has to. There is a reckoning. There is a din. You can fulfill the din through the Shiras of Tishbachos, through thanking, or Chas V'Shalom. There are other options. All the way. Tefillah. Derech Hashem says, why do you daven? Kier question. Why do you have to daven every day? Just when it feels good. Yes, yeah, so Derech Hashem says, you daven every day because Rebbe Hashem wants to give Hashpah every day. He wants to give us every day. And if you don't ask every day, he's not going to give every day. That's how it's set up. So he made it that you have to ask in order that he can give you. Gavaldi. First, Derech Hashem. But Lamaisa comes out, it's not enough just to ask. If you were saying now, you have to mahalo every day also. Bechol yom, beginning of Ashrei. Ashrei ki yedua, the Gemara and Brachos, is all about Parnassus, all about the Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. Pasech Tzedecha. It's all about Hashpa from Hashem. Bechol yom b'varechecha. Every day I'll give you bracha. Every day I'll be mevarech you. A bracha, like Nevi Chaim says, bracha is really a certain type of bakash. It's a request. Ayin chump. It's a request. Every day I'm going to be mevarech you, and I'm going to ask you for the parnasa, and I'm going to ask you to give me. But then what? What's the hamshech of the pasuk? But then after mahal you to keep the hashpa going. But a halashim chalom ved. Shimon Esrei itself, how's it built? The bakasha is what's going to bring down the hashpa. But what? But if you're not moda, he's going to hold it back. There has to be a hodah at the end of Shimon Esrei, the time when the hashpa is really ready to come down. That's when you're moda again. So to speak, in our terminology, b'choyam avarchecha is avodas kohanim. V'hal shim chalom ved, that's avodas levim. The bakasha of Shimon Esrei and the shevach of Shimon Esrei at the beginning is what is avodas kohanim. The hodah at the end is avodas levim. So Rabosa, you see in these makaras how basic to the whole. How basic is hodah to the whole source of bria, how everything's happening, what brings things down. By us in tefillah, we recognize. We spoke about that one time. Bakasha we can relate to, but hodah is mamish necessary to keep the hashpah going, to keep the world running. And we need a whole section in Shimon Esrei for it. And we need a whole class of people. and a whole different type of avodah in Beis HaMikdash for that purpose. That's what Levim are for. Why just be mistapek with Kohanim? Not enough. You need Levim. Be mistapek with the Bakasha Shmona, so you need Hodah. Okay, let's go back to simple lust. That was the inner meaning. So now, what do both say? Let's go back to simple lust, though. For us to be Makir Tov, we present two different ideas, two different shrushim of why it's so hard for us what the Nikud is. Rav Dessler, beginning of Chelik Aleph, says the course goes back, as you'd expect, to the basic question of life. Rav Dessler spoke about Motzei Shabbos a few weeks ago. Rav Dessler mentions that all life breaks down to one question: are you a taker or a giver? You're a nosin or a makabel. That's everything. Everything a person does in these 6,000 years, I've been counting, everything a person does in these 6,000 years, it comes down to that. What is your basic definition of your life? Am I a taker or am I a giver? Everybody wants to think to themselves as a giver and not a taker. But that's where it's at. That's where this question is at also. Why? If my basic nature is I'm a giver, I want to give to other people, I want to give to my wife, to my family, to Klal Yisrael, to the Rabbeinu Shem Kavi Yafo. I want to give. That's what I'm about. And that's really what I'm about. So when I receive, I'm not so comfortable. I recognize that there's a cheshbon with that. Why do I just? That's not what I'm about. I'm about giving. So I'm poignantly aware of when I receive, because my life is about giving. So very aware, and I feel that I have to give something back. At least a thank you. I have to at least give a thank you, because that's not what I'm about. I'm not a taker. But the paradigm taker feels the opposite. It's coming to me. It should come to me. It will come to me. It's going to continue coming to me, because I'm a taker. That's how I am. That's the synopsis. It's Klolish Eldover. Hakaras HaTov, he told us Koach HaNatina. Hakaras HaTov is a direct result of Koach HaNatina. Of that a person is, his Iker Mida, what drives him, what pushes him, what his motor is, I want to give. The Kfiyas HaTov, and the covering up of good, not appreciating things, he told us Koach HaNatila. That comes from that basic nature of man that wants to take all the time. So this Lamaisa is very illuminating, and it's also a place to work. One has to sit down and really ask himself. Really ask. Deeply ask. Painfully ask. What's my basic nature? What am I really all about? What am I really all about? It's easy to say I'm a giver. It's popular. You can bring riots to yourself. You can prove it, probably. But basically, essentially, what are you? Are you a giver? Are you a taker? And that's a place to work. When I will be a real giver, and I'll see myself like that, and I'll define myself like that, and I'll work to make myself that giver, so then the Karas HaTov is going to flow directly out of it. Because I don't feel comfortable with people giving to me all the time. I don't want to take. And I feel when I take. And I feel when I receive. But if I'm a basic taker, you're never going to, you'll say the right words maybe, but you'll never ever be a real Makir Tov. And in your Futter's language, you'll be Nishir in a certain way, a Mufrach. Kimat a Mufrach. Okay, not a good place to stay. Chatzal Levenstein, the great Mashkiach of Panovich, states a much more, I would call it, mundane idea why a Karas HaTov is so hard. He says it's good old Koach HaHergel. We're used to things. We're just used to things. I'm used to it. The sun comes up, food's on the table, my Rebbe smiles at me, Rashid hits the pavement, so I can sit and learn. We're used to it. We're just used to it. That's how it is. Hergel shuts us off from appreciating what we're receiving. I'm just used to it. Anybody, Misha Bodik Batzmo, someone who's checks in himself, will see that. It's so true, all of us, myself also. I want to tell you, I don't know what to say. Rav Chatzal said myself it's hard. He spoke about himself. It's hard for him, and he was the biggest of it in the world. Bizmano. Not that I'm judging. But that's what they said. It's hard for him, because it's Hergel. He's used to things. How do you keep feeling? So this is a real problem. So how are we going to get out of that? So I'll tell you how to discern Eitza. Certain suggestions, something to think about, how to deal with that. I was thinking like this. The music had nothing to do with it. Hergel, like I said, Hergel sholed on everything. Maral says, where are you? Hergel sholed on the call. Motol Chesed was because he was full of Hergel. Hergel is very basic. Conditioning, we just do what we do by rote. So I thought like this. Just like in Rav Dessler, we have to go back to the basic question of whether I'm a no-till or a no-tame to get the Karas HaTov. So hear me, we have to unrote ourselves a little bit. And as we have to bring a little more flavor into our lives, energy, light, chiddush. If I'm a person who's full of rote, That's my. Here, I'm not talking. We're not talking about a karsa tov. We're just talking about what kind of guy I am. I'm a road type of guy. Most people just do what they do today because they did it yesterday and they did it 2 days before. Someone says about Shimshon Pinkus. He didn't do what he did today because of yesterday. He could be a Rosh Yeshiva one day, decide it wasn't the right thing, and changes it around. He was full of chiddush, mali chiyus, mali life, mali energy. He was moving. He was changing. So the more you're a live person, the more you're a changing person. The more you're out of hergel a little bit, and therefore the bigger chance you have to get the karsa tov also. I mean, it's a good machshava. Here it's not, and we're not talking, we're talking about it as a step. Koch and Atila, Koch and Atina is what's bringing to that. And if I can get out of hergel, just be less of a rugged person. Don't be so boring. We don't mean, we mean an outside kedusha, not to be boring. Most of the world, when they look to be exciting, are looking for love in all the wrong places. We're talking about, am I avoda, am I myself, am I hatava to other people, am I Torah, to look for new things. Rav Chatzim himself wrote somewhere, every 30 days he does something different. Daven v'sikim one time. Try it out. You shuckle, stand straight. You stand straight, shuckle. Do things, be alive. The more you're alive, the more we're energized, the more we're out of road, so then we can be makar tov. Oh, so something's happening here. I'm receiving something also. I have a karsa tov for something. Okay, we'll say one final machshava, a little bit of a chiddush lemaisa, one other way to touch the sugya of a karsa tov. I think we gave some psachim, Baruch Hashem, we gave some openings. Something like this. Lemaisa, you know, I don't really feel it. You don't feel it. Right? But there's a madrega, even if I don't feel it, I at least act like I feel it. Yeah. There's one madrega, the real madrega in a karsa tov is I'm full of a karsa tov. I feel so full of thanks to people, to the bonus, to my wife. Full of a karsa tov. It's a feeling, that's for sure the point. But that's a madrega. Gotta get out of the koach hahergel, gotta get out of the netila. If we understand how basic it is to the bria, so we'll be able to get out of it. Okay, but in the meantime, what do we do? So I was thinking like this. At least I could act the way, evaluate my life, evaluate what I'm receiving. I think, how would I act if I had karsa tov? I don't have a karsa, I don't feel it. I don't feel it, but how would I act if I felt it? Okay, now I want to give a few examples. You know, Rabosai, sorry to speak to the point. It's a little bit. You know, Rebbeim make parties. Yeah, I want to tell you something about your Rebbeim. I know all of them. They don't socialize. They don't have couples over. They don't host. You know, they don't wear their dinner jackets with the pipe, you know, because guests are coming. It's not like that. So they're very busy. Their wives work hard. Not everybody has parnasa so much. Whatever it is, it's just not. It's not the sug. You're the people. It's not the type. You know. I get together with my friends. You know. I don't have any friends. No. But not you guys. Okay. 1 second. So, but Rebbe said, what I'm saying is, if a Rebbe has a party, he's doing it for one reason. He's doing it for you. I happened to have asked the Rebbeim, but I thought it was a good idea. New Shirma coming up. You know, have the guys over the first Motzei Shabbos. So they're doing it for you. They're taking their night, their Motzei Shabbos, their Chanukah, their Purim, because they want to miskash it to you. They want to make it nice for you. They want to make it good for you. That's why they're doing it. No other reason. But you don't like parties. You don't like it. It's not my type of thing. I don't like parties. Or I had a little bit too much chulin. I'm a little bit off. You know, epis. Or I just don't feel like going. Or I can't put the money out. Okay, so mostly that's obviously a sign you don't have a karsa tov. Sorry to say, that's a sign you don't have a karsa tov. You don't appreciate someone who's putting himself out for you. Okay, but at least I could act. If I had a karsa tov, how would I act? If I had a karsa tov, how would I act? I probably have a sense that someone put myself out. If I have someone put myself out, I have to do something. His wife spent hours. He prepared a shtickle Torah. He's going to be late for shir. He's not going to be prepared for shir. So at least to act. How I would if I had a karsa tov. Okay, another less nogea to you example. I think it's a good example. Be nogea one time. People say yeshiva needs money, world financial crisis. Even pre the world financial crisis, dollar was going down, pensions were coming in. Harry Cooper Smith turned to the department heads and he asked them to raise a little bit of money. Not a fundraiser, not my thing yet. My plan, but okay, I wasn't going to say no to him. It was a legitimate request. So I spent a few hours writing a letter to alumni, or Baruch, my trusty assistant, spent many hours tracking down over Ben Ismanim, tracking down names. No one here got these letters, right? But I thought I wrote a nice letter. It's gone in the Beis Medrash. Guys made siyum over this. Spoke about all the different aspects, gear of Torah, this, that. Very nice letter. Baruch sent it out. Spent a lot of time sending out, tracking down the addresses, posting them, checking the addresses, etc. We sent around 100 less than 10 responses. Less than 10 responses. Looks like Eishet Torah gave people their lives. It did. You know, maybe you don't want to admit it. Maybe it's not naim. Maybe you're too yeshivish now, or you're not frum enough now, or you just don't want to know. I don't know what. Maybe nothing. I don't know why it is. Spiritual life is more important than physical life. Gadol machti yosem in ahargo. Someone who takes someone out of spirituality is worse than someone who kills them. Eishet Torah gave these people their lives. Many of them. Only 10 people could respond. Less. I just don't know what to say. It's just an attitude. It's so far from us. So you don't feel a card stop to Eishet Torah. Okay, Seder. I don't know them anything. Seder, I don't know the Rishiva anything. Not that it wasn't a personal thing to me. I just feel inside the institution, inside the Mosav, inside the Rishiva. What are we doing? What do we do with the money when you're here? You know, there are guys who had no Shaykh to Eishet Torah and it wouldn't work for us, and we knew it wouldn't work for us, and we spent $10,000 for them to help them find Parnassus, things like that. And when the guy's a Taina, Eric didn't smile at him right, I didn't do something, then our Hergish for Eishet Torah comes out. It's a Dover Noru. So we have to at least learn to act with a Karas HaTov. Maybe we won't feel a Karas HaTov. We have to at least learn how to act with a Karas HaTov. Em Mizaris and El Mizurazim, Chazal tell us, the only Mizaris those, you only try to wake up those people who are upable. For sure, it's Givaldi Gatsiba. Every time the Shmuzim gives a lot of inspiration and physic, guys respond. I happen to receive many different Svarim over the weeks. I was thinking, you know, last night, we're in a Tekufa of Mia Parnasa. We're in a Tekufa of Mia Dashbar, Bosei. Think about it. That's what it is. No rain. I was after Sukkot, went up north. My father was here. Took a Jeep drive around the Kinneret. Yards from where the Kinneret used to be 4 years ago to where it is today. Yards. The driver pointed out, you see over there, those trees, that's where the water line was in 2002, 2001. Yards. Geshem is the simon of all Ashpa. And now there's a miyat of Ashpa in the world. Milo Roetze. Afakad lo yedea. No one knows where to put their money. No one knows how to spend their money. Everybody's scared. People lost millions of dollars. What is that? Mortgages. It's a miyat of Parnas. It's a miyat of Ashpa. The Ribono Shel Olam is not being mashpia to the world in these meeker ways, in these recognizable ways, the way it used to. V'miyodea. Miyodea. Not a Navi, not a Ben Navi. Miyodea. But who knows? Maybe part of it is that the world is not, maybe it goes together with the fact that people have no Akaris HaTov. Like we said, Ahala Shimcha B'chol Yom. Ahala Shimcha L'Olam V'ed. When we're Moda, in Shimon Ezra, that's what brings Ashpa. And maybe we're Mavakesh. And everybody thinks, oh, we have to ask hard. We have to daven more. Maybe we want to daven more. Maybe we have to be Moda more. Don't know. So both say, now's the time to start working on the Midah, Kol Echad Lefi Madrigaso, for our own sake and for the sake of the whole world.